Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the living and true God. Some people follow false gods that the people of their surroundings teach. Some people are bullied into false religions serving false gods. False, that never answer back, that never gives a clue, but only guidance of destruction through the fear and might of men. But we serve the living and true God who gives us living words to live by, to be a blessing to others, to show people the truth of God's word. It's an honor to serve the living and true God. Tell my people my return is soon. Tell my people to be alive and ready and follow me, saith the Lord. Tell my people to look to me and not to man. Tell my people not to look within to their own understanding. For your own understanding will get in the way of you understanding my perfect ways, saith the Lord. Your own understanding will lead you astray. Your own understanding can't help my people. But my guidance and my leading will give you every form of blessing. My ways are true, saith the Lord. My ways are trustworthy. My ways are life. My ways proceed when others stall. My word gives my people life. My word and my counsel is life. All that I do is life. Every decision is life that I make, saith the Lord your God and King. I have selected you, saith the Lord. You are chosen. Follow me and finish your course in faith, and you will have great victory. These are the days of my return. My return is imminent. And once I return, my people will be with me. The earth is judged already, and the judgment will fall upon the wicked and those who hold the truth in unrighteousness, and those who draw back will be hurt in every way, saith the Lord. But those who reach forth and follow my plan and operate in my wisdom according to my word will live and thrive against all logic. They will go forward and not backwards. Satan won't be able to stop them, because their faith is steadily secured in me. They trust me and they follow me and they obey my will. And all who do so will continually be blessed. All the wisdom I give them will help them go forward in every way of life, saith the Lord. Count on me. Trust me. Take me at my word and see my great salvation, saith the Lord your God and King. Every word of the Lord is certain. As we follow him, We can do all things. We can live a greater life. When others can't see what we see, we can see the living things of God operate. There were many times that the Lord gave me something to do, and I understood what He said. And it gave me something to go on when others didn't know. The Word of God gives us the strength that we need to go forward. Not just the strength we need to have success in our own personal lives, but also the ability to undergird and help others, to build up our brothers along the way, and to contend for the faith, and to fight and win and have full victory as we proceed doing God's Word. All these forms of victory is found in the Word and by the guidance of the Holy Spirit and in every way of life imaginable. The Lord our God has great things in store. When the enemy is against the knowledge of God, he starts wars to kill the best of God's people. Psalms 2 talks about how why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of this earth plot together against God's people. These things are so. If you study the Word of God, you'll know how this warfare really is. The warfare is real. Satan stirs up people that love this world against the people of God. And anybody that loves the world is a potential enemy to God. Because the love of the world is enmity with God. When people lose their first love, they have no fight in them. When they lose their first love, they stop seeking God. Now, the last broadcast, we talked about how birds of a feather flock together. In this one world, this one earth, there are many worlds, sections, people grouped together according to the people that they like to be around. Some people only gravitate to people in their own race. Some in their own age group. Some in their social status. Some people become wealthy and they only receive wealthy friends. Some are poor and they feel comfortable around people that are poor. There are many worlds, but in every world there's people. People group themselves and they never leave their circle. And sometimes, because of circumstances, they enter another world. Now, this is what I mean. A person that refuses to go to church, eventually they have a loved one that dies or get married, and they go to church and they hear the gospel and they hear things they never heard before, see things they never seen before, and they're introduced to the love of God. And sometimes faith is produced in their heart because they receive that love. They welcome it. Or it fascinates them and they consider it. And it grows and becomes faith. And if they soften their heart, the Holy Spirit can get them saved, help them believe on Christ. And once they know Christ, their whole world is bigger. And all the things that they understood is challenged. And as they follow God, they're continually challenged. And then to the point that they learn to trust God. And once that happens, they begin to use their faith in a greater way. Remember, faith and trust is different. Faith is a verb. Faith is a definer. That's how you access life. That's how you can speak by your faith and change the facts in your life. If the facts in your life don't line up with the Word of God, you can speak God's Word and turn the facts into God's facts. You can turn a person with disability or sickness into a healthy person. A man that's not saved, that thinks God is not, it's revealed to him that God is. He believes on God who he cannot see, and experience the great love of God and walk in newness of life and peace. And that peace is a testimonial that God is. There's nothing in the world that can give you peace. There are things in the world that you can get excited over, but nothing in the world can give you peace. And no person in the world can give you peace. Only God. You have peace on the inside. And you grow. Peace is fellowship with God. So as you grow from glory to glory, you learn to live and you learn to go forward and you become productive in life. It's good. And you know what, you learn what to watch out for, and you know what is not for you. You gain knowledge and patience. You grow in faith. You learn about the abilities that God has given you. And people get trapped in the world that they love. The world system is dangerous against your faith in God, because of the love for the world system, which is nothing but the lust of the eye, which can't be satisfied, the lust of the flesh, which can't be satisfied, and the pride of life, which drives you nuts. People who have pride, they have no rest. They become wicked. And some people don't like the way they become because they've trusted these ways. But God gave us help. These things are entrapment. And some people get trapped in their world through fear. Those who get in pride always get in fear. And they use fear tactics. They build themselves up to be bigger and better than others. And then they're in fear. So they think others will do their will by fear. They're afraid. And they produce fear. They use fear tactics. That's why they use fear tactics. Because they trust to use them. Pride is the opposite of God. But the love of God is greater, and it's the opposite of pride. Pride leads to hatred. People get in hatred because they got in pride. They don't value life. They don't value others, and they don't value God. They only want their will to be done, not God's. Now, when you examine these things down to detail, you'll know this is true. But God loves us anyway, and He'll help us go forward. Now, those who love God, they learn greater things. And they learn to obey. They learn God. They learn who He is and what He's capable of. And they grow from glory to glory. As we go forward in the Lord our God and King, we learn things that others can't teach us. We learn to see what we've not seen, do what we've not done. And we have greater testimonials. And the things that God has given us are revealed. Like I said in the last broadcast, there are those who have never experienced the love and power of God. In their world, they don't know God moves. They don't know God gives people words of comfort, songs in the night, guidance. There are businessmen ready to commit suicide because they don't know that God can guide them out of the trouble they've gotten themselves into and help them be successful. They don't know that He loves them enough to help them. And they have no revelation, and they've never heard or known of anybody that sought God and got answers. And they lack knowledge of the fact that that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, the Father sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And because they lack knowledge of these things, they don't act on them. Faith begins where the will of God is known, and they lack knowledge of these wonderful truths of God. And they seek what they know. They seek men, they seek counsel, they seek books that men wrote, and leave God out of the equation of their life. But if they submit their life to the Lord will show them how to honorably build their business and be a blessing that He designed them to be, and draw out the gifts that He put deep inside, deep within. And they'll enjoy peace on a scale they never knew about, because Jesus loves us. In their world, they were not trained in the ways of Jesus. Nobody, their family didn't go to church or take them to church, or they took them to a dead church where people did not believe God and take Him at His word. Some churches only teach about what God did in the past, but they have no current interaction with Him. And they see prayer as a waste of time. And they don't ask God questions, and they don't expect answers. And they treat Him like He's not going to respond. So in their world, God is distant. Kind of like the human kings and people of importance. And they believe in their heart that God don't talk to people, because in their world they never hear of it, but they never sought Him on their own. Everything that God has ever done is life. He's never done anything amiss against man. Everything that He's done was to help us go forward. And He's warned us about all of the dangers that we face and see in this life. And some people see the danger and the problems and wonder. And I've heard people say, if there's a God, why does this happen? Why do babies starve? Why do men kill each other? Why is there war? These things derive of envy and strife. James 3 said, Every evil work follows envy and strife. If you want to get rid of a lot of problems and every form of sin, get rid of envy and strife. And at the same time, if people would take the Lord at His word and seek Him out and hear what He has to say, their world and their section, the people that they're around, the company that they keep, will learn what God can do. They will learn righteousness. They will learn the ways of God. Little children go to church and they hear God's word. Some of them get saved. And parents who have strife and anger in their hearts, and they take them to church, they teach their children by default, not to follow God. But those who listen to the Lord and do what the Lord has given them to do and operate according to the love of God, their children see the ways of God firsthand, and they learn to trust Him and take Him at His word. And so when they hear the living things of God, they see that it works. They see the value of it. When their parents get in a crisis situation, they pray and they seek the Lord. The children have an anchor, something to hold on to. This is training. If you train a child in the way he should go, when he is old, he won't depart. Why? Because life is going to try him. Satan is going to try to take him out. The world is against him. But they're going to see people doing things that's going to be a shock to them, because they understood love because of their parents. And eventually it's going to register that these evil ways are not good, and God's ways are better. And they always come back to the things of God, and they trust Him. Everybody, you know, but parents who talk about the pastor, talk about the people, get in strife, every evil work follows that. You know, some people won't grow up. They won't learn God's ways and do they will not obey 1 Peter at all. And instead of praying for their spouse, they tear them down if they don't like what they're doing. Now, Jesus didn't say, love everybody if they love you. And if they don't love you, you can talk about them like a dog. If they don't love you, you can teach your children to hate them. He didn't say that. He said, love them like Jesus loved you. What does that mean, preacher? What do they all mean? Treat them and love them like Jesus loves you. Now, the Holy Spirit is going to show you how to. There's a scripture that talks about walking wise among them that are without. There is a way to be wise and never stop loving people that are without and people that act very rude. The enemy's trying to drive God out of your house, starting with you. If you're the strong one, if you love God, He's trying to change your opinions. But stick with the Word of God, and the Lord will give you wisdom. See, the ways of God work. They always work. And when we take the Lord at His word and do His word, we go forward and not backwards. Our words are very powerful. Our words shape opinions. Our words shapes people's choices. And our advice is always according to whatever's in our heart. Not just what we desire to be in our heart. Whatever is in our heart will come out. So if you don't want strife and envy and strife to come out of your heart, you gotta drive it out of your heart. Just like the Canaan, just like the Jews were supposed to drive out the Philistines. But when we do, it works. When we follow God and take Him at His word, the Lord can mightily move in our lives. Now, that scripture reference I gave in James chapter 3, it says, verse 1, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. If you can speak God's word and say that you love people, and control your tongue in God's path, you can do anything. You can stay in the love of God. Verse 2 again. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. So when I get angry, I just don't say anything till I calm down. And then I know I'm upset, so I just say, well, Lord, help me speak your words. And then I analyze, why am I upset anyway? And I deal with it. Verse 3 says, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. I talked about creation in the last broadcast. God is showing us something. He knew that we would ride horses. If you put a bit in the horse's mouth and turn his head, his whole body follows his mouth. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about the whole body. Behold, also ships, which though they be so great and massive, and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, a rudder. The helm is the rudder, whithersoever the governor wants to go. Verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and blesseth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. Remember, whatever's in the heart, the mouth will speak. If you want to control the tongue, you got to set your heart with God's word. You got to receive God's word, and your tongue will be fine. You'll be able to stay in the path of God, in the way of love. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. The example I just gave, the parents that slander others and the pastor, before their children, they're setting on fire the course of their children. These are the opinions that the children will adopt unless they learn better, unless they fall in love with God themselves. But their parents are steadily putting hurdles before them. Every time they disagree and speak wrong, then the children say, well, I don't have to listen to the pastor because my parents don't. But people who are praying, see, when people don't like you or they have a problem with you, they excuse themselves to not love you. It's a trick. So their world is going to be smaller. But those who do it God's way, their world is going to grow. They're going to be powerful. They'll be able to thrive in life and help others thrive in life and fight. They'll be able to contend for the faith. But they're going to contend against Satan, not for him. Verse 7 again. For every kind of beast and birds and serpents and things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. Let me go back to verse 6. I didn't finish it. Verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, and so is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on the fire of hell. Don't let hell run your life. Drive hell out of your life with your tongue. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. You can't, what he's saying is, you can't tame the tongue with your own limited mind. You can't tame the tongue because you want to. You have to have a change in your heart. That's the theme of what he's saying. You can look to the Lord and learn his ways. In verse 10, out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doeth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? No. The water mixes together. You have to deal with the heart. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine fig? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. It's going to mix together. You're going to have salt water. Verse 13. Who is a wise man and do with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Don't ignore it. Don't pretend it's not there. Deal with it. Watch verse 15. This wisdom descends not from above, but it's earthly, sensual, and devilish. Verse 16, key verse. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Confusion is a state of being when people don't know what to trust. I asked the Lord about what his definition of confusion. He says, when you don't know what to trust. Little children, they see people go to church, learn of God, and then backbite. That's a state of confusion. And then they proceed through high school. They get interested in the opposite sex. And nowadays, who, you know, whatever. And then they go to college. And the college, a lot of the colleges are anti-churches. That's why they teach our children with the money we're paying for against God. We're paying for an education, but they train them against God. That's been going on for years. And we go to these football games, and the schools are teaching our children wrong. So what I did, I taught my children what they're going to do and why. Satan's behind that. People do plot against God. I went to UAB right here in the heart of Birmingham. And the professors taught books written by atheists and agnostics and people that just didn't believe in God. Witches even. Terrible. But God loves us anyway. Remember, they need our love. Even though they do wrong, I love the people. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.